Right, it's Monday the 9th of January, and I'm just standing outside the door at Magma Digital in Preston, and it's the second Preston Code Joe. Is that how you say it? Code Joe. It's like a variation or change of the word dojo. So this is the second time I've been, and I think it's the second one, and I've decided to record the intro out into the corridor because last time I got in trouble for talking during the session. So I'll do some record some interviews during the evening and wrap it up towards the end. So speak to you later. So it's 8 o'clock now, and we're partway through, and we've just broken up from the two at the front in the dojo to everybody working in pairs. Tim, we've talked before. This test-driven design, it's just going straight over my head, and I'm still not really getting into it. And I was just thinking of, like, if I had a project that my children had to do in class where it was going to test a user who was going to choose a new password for themselves. So the child is going to create some sort of a program that's going to then give the user feedback on their new password. So it could give them, if it was all characters, lowercase, or all numbers, it would rate that and say that was weak. If it was a combination of mixed characters and numbers, then it would rate that as a strong password. If you were to go about this in a such a test-driven approach, how would you even start?
Well, the main idea of, like, one of the important things with test-driven is that you would, apparently, you'd write your tests first,
right,
before you think about solving the actual problem. So you kind of consider what you're trying to achieve, what's the goal, and so you'd create a test or a number of tests which test that that goal. So, for example, if you had an example of a weak password, so we said, say the word hello is a weak password, then you would create a test case, and then you, in that test case, you'd write an assertion. An assertion is a way of, is the testing term for making sure something is true or has the expected result that you expect.
So would the assertion come at the end of that test? So it would be, has this...
An example assertion would be to test that we call a function check password strength with the word hello as a parameter. And what we're wanting to assert is that the result of that is that hello is weak.
Right.
So you might say, you know, assert r equals, you know, function hello, and the result that you expect is weak.
So that test, what would happen then is, essentially like a testing module would then submit hello as a password to the program.
Yes.
And then it would come back and it would say,
the first thing, your test framework would execute those tests, and because we haven't actually written that function, that test would fail.
Right, okay.
But that's good, because the process of test-driven development encourages you to write failing tests first,
right,
and then think about how you solve them.
Yeah.
So then the next step would be, you run that, it fails, so the next step would be to implement the function, and you could put in something very simple, which just said, you know, if the password is hello, then return weak.
Right. So that, but that's a very narrow test.
Exactly.
Right.
But then all of the tests that we've got at that point are just testing the word hello.
Yeah.
You would then create another test case with maybe what you consider to be a medium strength password.
Okay.
And repeat that assertion, but instead of passing hello, hello 123, or which may be a medium password, and then assert that that's a medium point. And the idea is, gradually, you overload the function with all these different test cases up to the point where it's then worth actually implementing the logic that is what you're looking to achieve. The idea is that you've got all of these different test cases throwing different data at it from different angles or different test cases, and then at that point you would implement it.
Right, we're being summoned off to carry on.
Okay, yes.